This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Lucy Liu with my girl Drew, Cameron Z and Destiny, Charlie's Angels. Come on,
come on. Bring it.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I fall. The clothes I'm wearing, I fall.
Taught and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I love
the clothes I'm wearing,
I love.
Sounds of Destiny's Child, Etsy Independent Woman, here on MUT Radio, Shipping on the Future. My name is Nofundo Rasibisi, and we are on a special hangout show namhlanje. As you know that tomorrow we will be celebrating a Woman's Day, I have some interesting topic today that we're going to talk about, and also I have incredible women from the MUT Radio, lakhona sibesikhuluma nabo. But I'd like to introduce everyone in the platform today. My name is Nofundo Rasibisi, and I'm not running solo. I have incredible woman from MUT Radio, and Jumana Ziguti. This season we are celebrating Women's Month, but tomorrow we will be celebrating a Women's Day. I have with me Mosnetemba Gumete and Grace Malishwa.
Good evening, it's funny how you said both my names, but hi, how are you doing?
I'm not the surname.
Hi, madam.
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're fine. I'm fine, thank you.
You're good. I like that. I mean, we are in a month of August. We're celebrating womanhood. We're celebrating this new generation. I think because it's us, we are celebrating our exposition into womanhood, which is one thing that I like, because we're still learning ourselves. We're still exploring, trying to figure out what kind of a woman do I want to be? What kind of a woman that I want the society to see me as? So from you, ladies, I want to hear from you. What does being a woman to yourself mean? And also to the society, what do you think it means? I'll start with you, Grace.
Okay. So for me, it's a very broadened horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And as a person who I always identify myself as an open-minded person, I don't mm-hmm. want to box the whole womanhood into one particular box.
Definitely.
So womanhood to me means a lot of things. Mm-hmm. It means being able to keep composure
mm-hmm.
through hardship.
Yes.
Being able to maintain yourself mm-hmm. despite of external validation. Mm-hmm. Being able to be there for yourself and being able to maintain the me versus me structure. Because as much as things might come, things might happen, it's always a thing of you versus you. So for me, womanhood, I feel like it's when you've reached that peak level.
Yes.
And being able to control all that mantra in one space. That's what womanhood means to me. You.
Yes. Lovely. And to you, promise.
I think I love also what you said about being open-minded.
Yes.
That we should not actually box ourselves into this. A womanhood should be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
Hence why I'm just saying womanhood means to me being strong.
Mm-hmm.
But also in that being strong, I'm able to like exercise or just go around my feminism.
Mm.
You know, it means knowing my worth.
Yes.
Even though society
has labeled
knowing my worth and who I am and just sticking to being me.
Definitely.
You know, because it's always me versus me.
Definitely.
So basically it's about that, knowing who I am and just embracing me as being me.
I like how you guys describe womanhood to yourself, but also I'm hearing this when you're describing it, you're giving me, but the society saying this. Why are we running away from the society's definition of womanhood?
I feel like I've reached a point where I've decided to live into my own skin, right? Because regardless of things that might happen, the society will always have an upper hand simultaneously, right? But one thing you need to understand is, as a woman, there's always going to be norms surrounding you. But if you're a person that turns to blind everything out and relate to yourself as a person, all that validation from the society wouldn't really matter. Because as you know, if it was up to society, we wouldn't be wearing pants.
Yeah, definitely.
When we walk out, you have to have a head wrap.
Yes.
You know, those type of norms.
Mm.
But as much as you being a woman and knowing what you stand for, you tend to blind all that out. You know, you're like, as much as I'm supposed to do this, I'm not doing it. That's you defining yourself and living into that mantra that I am a woman according to what I want. Understand?
Yes.
So society, will always be there.
Yes.
It's up to you to make that decision, Uguti. I'm not going to live up to the standards. You know,
society.
I need to somewhat change and make it my world, because it's your world at the end of the day. As much as we say, it's your decision at the end of the day. Whatever happens, it's all up to you. So for me, whatever society might give me at that moment or bring out to me and be like, Grace, this is what you have to do. I make my own rules.
Definitely.
I've reached that peak level that I've understood that I need to do what's best for me at this point forward.
Exactly. The society has already like said, okay, a woman should do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You understand? So I think it gets to a point where you're trying to please them and you're not being you. You understand? You're not being you. So I mean, we listen, but I mean, you know,
we don't execute.
Listen. I'm not saying don't listen. But execution.
Find ways,
my sister,
to
you know yourself. You know, you'd find a Gracie, probably Gracie.
Yeah,
doesn't like pants.
You see.
So that is society doesn't come off too strong because Gracie wears dresses. And then you come, me, I love pants. Love pants. I would rock bigger pants. I would rock baggy pants. And it would come as if, oh, just trying to be a boy. You're trying to do things that boys do.
You know?
See? And they give us a definition that in our family, this is what we grew up doing. And this is how the family used to portray it. Because this past weekend, I was at home. I went to visit my grandmom. And for the first time, my uncle was like, why are you wearing pants? I'm like,
how?
What does it take? Does it take anything away?
Anything
like,
away.
Does it take my worth away, or does it take anything that's valuable from me?
Mm-hmm.
Then I told them that a pen is just a pen. Mm. A dress is just a dress. Who I am doesn't change.
Yeah,
I'm still who I am. It's just what I prefer to wear as a woman.
Exactly. I think I also have a friend who police or Google they don't wear pants.
Like, yes. My dad's out of the family.
So, like, they don't wear pants. And I think it was only Esefige here on campus where she was actually able now to be herself. She was now rocking pants. And it'd be like, you look good.
Yeah.
You see, now it's a thing of when she's going back home,
where
now
she
needs to leave the pants.
I feel like that's where not only society is touched, but also femininity together with traditions and norms.
Yeah.
Because you say that when she goes home, she needs to wear a dress.
Yeah.
But when she comes here, not necessarily the society as a whole, but cultural-wise and tradition-wise. So it's a very broad thing.
And a very tricky one.
It touches a lot of subjects. And I feel like for girls, man, all that we need to do right now is just accept ourselves. You know, there's nothing as much as acceptance.
Yeah.
And also understanding your level of femininity, right?
Yes.
Because at some point, you'd get girls. Okay, for instance, people used to mistake me for a tomboy.
Really?
Because I'm not feminine like that.
Yes.
I don't do your big earrings.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You know, those type of things.
Always cheating with the guys.
Yes, those type of issues.
Yeah.
So people used to think I was a tomboy at some point. And I feel like that's when I didn't tap enough into my femininity, right?
Yes.
I just slightly understood and what I was comfortable with at that particular time.
Yeah.
So that's when I got to explore the world as a whole. It's okay, this is the world and this is what it has in store for me. What do I want out of it?
Yeah, out of it.
You know? So it touches a lot of things. It really touches even religiously. You know, in some churches,
you don't wear pants.
You see?
Yeah.
So it's not only an issue of society, but
it's also a culture thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot in store, to be quite honest.
Beautiful. I like that we are on the topic of accepting ourselves as women and exploring our thoughts and our image of who we want to be. Let's go straight to self-love. How do we now love? Because before the society can accept who you are, you need to accept who you are and love what you see in the mirror and be able to validate yourself. Be like, I'm pretty. How do we get to that point as women? As young women, what steps are we taking? For instance, I know that when I wake up in the mirror, I take pictures.
Affirmation.
I take pictures every day of my outfit to be like, I look good, I feel good. Because I believe that for my day to go well, I need to dress well, I need to smell nice. For me, if I could smell myself, then I'm good. I don't care what you say. If I feel like I've dressed nicely, I see myself in this big mirror, I'm good, I'm cool. Let the day go. How do we now move forward into self-loving ourselves?
Do you want to take all that first?
Let me take it. So growing up, I always felt like I wasn't the prettiest girl. So I will be in a room full of girls.
Yes.
And I think also it was my thinking of pretty.
Yes.
I think going back, it was what I thought was pretty.
Yes.
And that when I saw myself, I was like, no, I'm nothing compared to that.
Yes.
You understand? But then I think it's, again, accepting yourself.
Yes.
And then I was like, you know what? Why do I think I'm not beautiful?
Exactly.
Like, let's start there.
The issue of comparison also.
You see, because I was comparing, I was like, oh, I don't have that. So it means I'm not beautiful. You understand? But then it came to a point where my mom was like, hey, listen, stop thinking too much.
Yeah.
You're good just the way you are.
Yeah.
You're beautiful.
You're good, I must say.
And people they always get comments and be like, she's very beautiful. And it started there, and I was like, okay, accepted myself.
Yes.
And then when I looked at myself, I was like, oh,
girl,
I'm dark.
You get chocolate.
Not just any chocolate.
Yes.
But then again, affirmations.
Yes.
I'm beautiful, I'm pretty, I'm enough.
Yes.
That is very important. I think again, that's when I also don't miss the mirror. umkhulu at get home. And like, I think we should take down all the mirrors because every time you walk past, you're like, oh, so yeah, affirmations and accepting myself. And yes, trust me, I have. And I know I'm a gorgeous
The issue of self-love for me is a very difficult concept.
Yes.
Right? Because it's not an easy one, to be quite honest. As much as you might say, I'm very strong, I know I can do this, it's not very easy. Because there are steps to it that you need to make sure that you get right until you can say, I've reached the self-love concept. There's a lot of things that you might see that might trigger you back to stage one.
Yeah.
Having to restart the process all over again. Mm-hmm. So self-love for me is reaching that peak level mentally, that regardless of whatever might happen or whoever might say what, I will block everything out.
So it doesn't trigger you.
It's a matter of trying to fix and stabilizing your mentals first. Having to make sure see, whoever's in my mentals is stabilizing everything.
Yeah.
Whether physically, whether facially, your physique, all that. So I feel like when this part is stable,
the mind,
then everything automatically comes afterwards. Because you might say, yo, I am affirming myself. Yes. I know I look good, but having to get... It's the issue of even the people that have social media.
Yes.
You notice when you read the comments, regardless of the 100 comments that are positive, that one negative trigger you
immediately when you see that one. Like the positive was
it breaks.
You see, just disappear.
It breaks all the process that you've built at times.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of trying to fix your mentals and telling yourself that this is me.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I've tried losing weight a couple of times.
Yes.
And it reached a point where I was like, you know what? I see. And one thing people don't understand, what you see on social media is not what it is.
Yeah.
You get. So I had to channel that and be like, Grace, this is social media.
Yeah.
This is you.
This is you. This is your
don't
life.
Try to balance everything out.
Okay.
You know? Try to make sure that you're comfortable in your space. Whatever you see is not real.
Yes.
That's one thing you need to tell. It's not real.
Perfect.
Make your definition of real. Make your definition of aligning with yourself and your mentals. Then I'm telling you, everything comes afterwards is very easy. And not regardless of how many compliments I might get.
Yes.
I don't notice. I'll be like, okay.
Thank you.
And at times people will be like, yo, you're too humble. I'm like, no, I don't like external validation. Because the day you don't validate me, now I'm going to crash out.
I'm going to crash out. You see?
So I'm like, no.
Something wrong.
You see?
No.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever you guys say, I hear, but I don't take to heart and I don't take to mind. Because if these two align, then nothing is going to go wrong. It's just a matter of telling yourself that I am within. Regardless of the 1,000 goals. And mind you, we're in a big institution. And I recently found out that our institution holds like 13,000 students, meaning that it's number one in the country. So just imagine how many girls you see every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're gorgeous girls that came back.
Gorgeous.
Disclaimer.
So
gorgeous girls.
So just imagine in the bus, let's say it's like plus minus 60 something people.
Yes.
They're wearing weaves. You don't have a weave.
Yeah.
Now it's an issue. She's wearing heels. I don't wear heels. You see?
Yes.
So it's a thing of trying to balance yourself, finding yourself in that motion, and not necessarily living in other people's world.
Yes.
Aligning your mentals and your hearts, then everything comes afterwards. It's a difficult concept,
but
it's a baby step thing. Don't want to rush in and be like, no, I love myself now. No. Take time, build it, and make sure that the foundation is stable.
Yeah, it's stable. Because if the foundation is not stable,
everything
it's going to crumble down.
Most definitely.
Lovely. So now we have created the world. I'm not to say at the peak of me. I've self-love. I'm now complete. But now I've built this self-love from scratch. It was not easy, but it's doable, as you say.
Yeah.
So I've built it. Now we cannot run away from externals, people that are trying to break this, because there's someone who's gonna say, she's pretty, but
yes,
that's not what I prefer. You see,
references.
Exactly. You see, now how I've created, we've created this world for yourself. You've created this world for yourself of self-love. It was not easy, but it was a doable journey. How do we now tell yourself, how do you now tell yourself that, okay, I've built this and it's not gonna be easy. Whatever happens, it is gonna happen. But I need to tell myself that I am enough, I'm good. Even if whoever's comment doesn't align with me, it's yes, my preference. How do we take the negative comments?
For me, one thing I can say, you can never really stop negative comments.
Yes.
That's one thing you need to understand. We live in a world where everyone feels like they're entitled to give out opinions about you.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
And one thing that I've noticed is we live in a world where our generation doesn't really take making your mental health a priority.
Yes.
Right? And I feel like people need to understand, as much as things might happen,
yes,
the mentals play a huge role. I feel like the number one foundation is the mentals. If your mentals are not stable, nothing is ever going to work out. So when you tackle the world, just know everyone is going to say something, whether you like it or not. It's going to be there.
Definitely.
You know, that's one thing we need to understand. We need not to shy away from it. It's something that we live with on a day-to-day basis.
Lovely.
I think it's you know, people, whether you do good or bad,
there's always going to be a comment.
Always.
Yes. Yes. That's lovely. I Am Woman by Emily Melly. When we come back, we're going to be talking about now being a woman in friendship, which is, I think, one of the biggest. It's the biggest topic around it. But right now, let's just go to Emily Melly saying, I Am Woman. those are the sounds of Emily Mailey saying, I am woman. We're still on the topic about women. We are celebrating Women's Month. But tomorrow, as I said, we are on a Women's Day. We're still learning about how to be a woman. We're still exploring. When a few minutes ago, we were speaking about self-loving. We're speaking about being a woman and what does it mean to yourself.
Yes.
But now I want us to move into friendship. Now you're a woman, you have grown, the stage that you were at.
You're at, yes.
Yeah. So in friendships now, friendships has many
dynamics
actually. I just want to know, as a woman, now I have friends. I have a question afterwards. I was asked by someone. I was asked, but now you're a woman. We have created this world. I have my values. You have your values. We all trying to be together and build this family, siblingship.
Yes.
We want to be successful all together, you see? Mm. And we want to go forward. We want to drive our Mercedes all together, rock up in a restaurant and be like, yeah,
you see, rich coffee
exactly. Rich aunt. But how do we build this friendship together? Because I think we clash a lot as women, and we tend to run away from making friendships with each other, and we say, oh my god, I prefer having gentlemen as friends.
Yes.
So I want to know, What makes it, what is the core of our breaking up as women friendships?
Okay, for me, it started out like this. Mm-hmm. What is friendship to you? Because I feel like that's the basis of the question. What do you think friendship is to you? To consider someone as your friend,
that's a tricky one. Not everyone is your friend.
Yes.
Not every
so
person
what
person
you that you meet is your friend.
Yes.
Exactly.
So I feel like it's a concept of trying to break down the question into two segments. Yeah. What is a friend?
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then one thing I've noticed about girls.
Yes.
I feel like, I don't know if it's a generational thing,
mm-hmm.
but girls have this hate that I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? Having this thing where you meet somebody and you're like, eh,
I don't like
it.
But now that
no
happens to women only.
But okay,
but mostly,
if you compare women and males,
yes.
males could fight now,
yes,
and make up now,
yes.
But girls, I
will not talk.
And mind you, if I meet you, I've done.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey,
when last semester,
you did.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like males have established this thing of communication amongst themselves.
Yeah.
And they understand what friends are, what family is. They know how to distinguish between the two. So the problem that we have,
yes,
we like combining everything into one.
Yes.
And when it shatters, you don't know where you associated this person in your life. So now it's like, I went available nga sumganwa. I went, you're no longer my sister. So I feel like it's the issue of trying to find out what is a friend before deciding where you associate these people in your life.
But I beg to differ with, I know we're not speaking about men now,
yes.
but I beg to differ with the men have mastered that piece. No, I don't think they've mastered, but that's a topic for another
yes.
day. But in terms of friendships, I think I've never tried to elaborate to myself what is a friend to me.
Friend, yeah.
I know that if I can trust you can trust me. It's just a feeling to me. If I don't feel like
mm-hmm.
I want to be associated with you, I'll create boundaries within myself.
Okay.
It's something that I'm not gonna share with Grace, even if I feel like she's the only one in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I will not, because I just don't feel, it's just a feeling within me that no, I just don't want to share it with her.
You know where I think we've lost it? Because I do, you know, I have this thing in my mind that life is a journey. Mm-hmm. There's no manual that says this is how you're supposed to handle a problem when it comes like this.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like there are types of relations.
Yes.
And we still haven't put our minds what each relation is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a acquaintance, there's a person that you live with on a day to day, but you don't associate them in your life.
Mm. Exactly.
There is a friend.
Yes.
A friend for me is a social being. not necessarily someone who's in my life, mm-hmm. not an acquaintance,
yes,
just a person I know,
yes,
right,
yes.
For me, there's a sister. Mm-hmm. A sister can be in two divisions,
okay,
according to me,
okay,
and how I, you know, a sister to me is someone who could either be biological, because it could happen that you say, "I have a sister, but I get umgani wam."
Yes, yes.
Your biological sister.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Uti, useswam, but again, umganwam. You don't share anything personal with her. Mm-hmm. She's your biological sister, and not it's not like you didn't have a choice to choose her, right?
Yes.
Then there is a sister, who's not biological and could be your friend.
Perfect.
Crazy.
You see, so it's a thing of establishing everything. Mm. Don't box everyone and be like, now that I've told her my deepest secret, she's my sister.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know, there's a feeling where you meet somebody mm-hmm. and feel like,
yes.
A random person.
Yes.
And be like, you know, I feel like I'm so connected to the person.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them their deepest secret that you've never told your biological sister.
And then you realize at the end, you're like, okay,
you see? What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
So it's a matter of trying to establish these key points,
yes,
and knowing where to fit everyone.
Okay,
that's the issue we have.
Okay,
boys have this thing of guy kodi or in or brotherhoody, or you know, I've attended a brotherhood out of
what were you
content.
Doing?
What were you doing?
I do peer education, so I have to intertwine so that when I get somebody, I know how to handle the situation. Mind you, this brotherhood were people from different places.
Okay,
but when you. If you were in that space, you could feel like they've known each other for a long time.
Yes.
It's the conversation. It's the hugging. It's the handshakes. It's how they were sitting, the talking. I feel like they've established this thing of not pinpointing everyone.
Yes.
They don't box people into these things. Tina, we want to. I know Nomfundo. I know Nomfundo's my friend.
Yes.
Take time to learn somebody.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we mess it up when I have known her for 15 years. She's my best friend.
Oh.
I think
I was going to that because now you were, you were just putting us into groups.
It could be we recently known each other. It's April.
Yeah.
April. And it could be good to you, my biggest person.
Yes.
Whenever her text appears, I go crazy.
I'll be like,
you see?
Yeah.
It's a matter of trying to find a person, learn a person, see if they align with your core values. Because as much as a person might be a person, there are your values at the end of the day. Do not compromise yourself as a girl. Uti, I'm going to compromise the fact that, I like girls that talk too much.
You do not
because
go with that.
You see, I don't like girls that talk too much, but because it's this particular person
yes.
I'm going to align.
You see, that person,
it's a matter of trying to fixate everything, but don't allow yourself to fall in.
Okay.
One thing that we do, we lose ourselves in friendships, in relations, in whatever relation that might come up at that moment because you're trying to align yourself with things that don't align with what you want. That's where we get to lose ourselves.
I think, let's go back. I want to ask.
I think you could probably
explain it to me. Like,
Might as well be a psychologist at this point.
So I had this problem. I've had problems with with that. See, and then I didn't see a need for me to have a best friend. People had best friend, my best friend. And then to me, it was like, why do I need to have a best friend?
Okay.
You see, like, how does a person, like, move? Because you were, like, explaining there's a princess, there's a friend, there's a friend who's... Yeah, understand.
I don't know, do you want
to... It took me a very long time to
why
say,
to have
I have a best friend.
Lovely. I think it's not necessarily a need to have a best friend. It's not necessarily a need. You can be a person with friends and not pinpoint a best friend. Because...
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I've had best friends and we've had fallouts. And I think when it comes to now pinpointing that, who is my best friend in all of this?
Mm-hmm.
Now you need to understand that's where I now have a checklist for myself.
Okay.
In terms of, okay, why do I choose Promise to be my best friend?
To be my best friend, exactly.
The moments we share, the excitement, as you guys were saying, Guti, there's someone who's gonna call me, I'm gonna be excited to share.
Yes.
You see, those feelings, those, you see, that's why, personally, that's why I have a best friend, because I think it's someone who is a sister to me, who is also a friend to me.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who I can confide to, and someone who can tell me the truth as it
is.
Yeah. Someone who's not gonna maneuver around and be like, oh, but
who's not literally gonna agree to everything I say, because that's not like, what I'm looking for.
She's not gonna be, she doesn't go around the bush when I'm wrong, because I say my case as it is, and then she says, okay, cool, I see that you want to be correct, but in this matter, no, you are not correct. Yeah, but someone who can go out with you and protect you, but when you come inside, that's not the one. So I think for me, that's why I have a best friend, because not everyone who's my friend can come to me and be like, oh, Nofundo, what you did there was very wrong. Some people are gonna say to me, oh, what you did was very nice. Some people are gonna be scared to come to me and confront me and be like, you did something wrong. But best friend will come to you and tell you in your face that what you did here was very wrong. That's why I have a best friend.
In your case, for me, from what I read, I feel like you were not content with whoever was in your life at that time. Because if you were content, you wouldn't feel the need to pinpoint somebody and be like, this is my special somebody. You know, I don't know if you know, but back in high school, there's this thing that says, abangani abaseskimini abalasti.
Yeah.
No, a three triangle friendship.
Doesn't
work. You see?
The two are close.
That's where we get it wrong. We can be in a friend group of three, but be as close as possible. If umuntu to usuya mas, the core person, not what you see externally.
Oh, yeah.
Girls are a very difficult topic, to be quite honest.
Yes.
There's this thing that she's okay, you know, for example, we share a very mutual friend, Nomden. if you know who she is, she's a very quiet person,
yes,
who only shows herself to a specific somebody.
Yes.
If you don't know her, you'd say she's a mean girl, she doesn't talk, she doesn't do that.
Yes.
The day you get to know her, or the day she decides to open up herself to show you who she is, you'd be shocked. One thing I learned from her is she doesn't allow people into her space only for them to leave.
Ooh.
Powerful.
You get?
Say that again.
So it's a thing of protecting your peace. We all know girls are very, ooh, you know, I always say I'm a girl with girl, but girls are very,
draining.
So for me, it's a thing of protecting your peace at some extent. The thing of usisi, nomgan, it's a very strong one when you understand what you want. Now I'll tell you, one thing I can tell you, we were both introverts when we first met.
Be an introvert, my friend.
I don't go out. I don't. They will tell you. Listen, you see the grace you know, and the grace they know is two different people.
I remember that because when you first came here, you were like, Nomfundo, you can see.
You see? Exactly. The two. You see? It gives the adaptation of the area, right?
Yeah.
And allowing yourself to live in the moment.
Yes.
We were two introverts. And I used to ask myself, ish, how am I going to sit with this girl? Because at times she would literally come and sit and would literally look at each other and be like, right? Then that's the end of the conversation.
What?
And if you can see us now, you'd be shocked.
Yes.
Because it's how we learned each other.
Yes.
We compromised the space of being introverts towards one another. Yes. You know? I don't go out. But if she can call me and be like, hey, let's go out, I'm going out. Because I've learned to go to, as much as she's introverted, she'd want to do something to build the friendship into that space. I don't even call her a friend. Sbizana, oh boy.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, sure, boy. And you'd be shocked. You'd be like, yeah, boy. This other time I was saying boy, and then this guy was like, are you lesbian? I'm like, no. That's how we refer to each other, you know?
The lesbian thing comes up again.
You see, mind you, if I was, I would have just crashed down. You see?
Yeah.
So it's a matter of allowing yourself to learn a person. Don't box them as yet. Uh-huh. Yeah, bo? Powerful. Don't allow people into your space, because your space is very vulnerable.
Yeah.
That is you. That is the core you. That is where we get to see usine megala. This is what sine does. You see,
back that again is what you see? Also said once.
You see,
so he was like, "Are you sure you're the same person I always
see?" You see,
because right now you see, you're such a different person.
You see, so it's a thing of my space. Whoever's in my space,
yeah,
I'm trying
allow.
To protect my space.
Yeah.
You see? So whoever I allow to tap in must either align with what I want, or else I'm just gonna shatter.
Hmm. I like the fact that you touched based on introverts.
Yes.
I am an introvert by nature.
Mm.
Nah.
Bye. Mm, see that? Mm.
Mara Grace knows.
Grace knows. I mean, for... When you guys say that, I'm like, what?
We're shocked. Because it's not the same people.
It's not the same people I know.
Yes, but I had to tap out of that world. You see, when I always say I choose my friends. You cannot come to me and be like, I want to be a friend. No, it has to be something that comes within me. I know that that's very wrong, but it's something that I
choose. It's not, actually.
But
it's
if
not.
You don't feel like it, there's nothing wrong.
Most definitely.
Like,
so I met my friend Lindy, I got to learn her and understand that she's an introvert.
Oh, she is.
She is an introvert.
She is.
So, I had to be a big sister in some way and be like, you cannot be introvert. Let me allow her to be an introvert and let me be a bigger person to some cases. In terms of what I have to speak to certain, we have to speak about certain things. I don't mind standing up and being like, no, that's not gonna happen because she's gonna keep
quiet.
She's
not gonna say it.
Exactly. I have an ability of being an extrovert, and I will use it at some point to protect my friend. That's how I've labeled my friendships. I learn you and be like, okay, this is the level of how outspoken you are, and I think I can step up from here and be like, okay, let me be an even though I do not like to be an extrovert, but I can be a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. You see, I feel like that also it also touches the issue of intimacy. Intimacy is not what people think intimacy is.
Because,
you know?
Yes.
Intimacy means how you, or the depth of how you and a person can go. It could be in terms of conversation. It could be in terms of how you dress and be like, yo, I like how she dresses. How about I go to her and ask, how do you put two and two together? You know? So it's not only an issue of being, umidavazo. You get it?
Well,
umidavazo. You see, it's an issue of being in correlation with the person. Mm. You know? Understanding what relation are we in.
For a moment, I'm sorry. For a moment, just...
What relation are we in?
Yes.
Because you see, the issue, I don't know, but it bugs me. The issue of sister, friend. For me, I feel like I can't really say much on the biological sister. Because, my sister was very late, right before I was born. Yeah. So I never got to get the chance of having a biological sister and experiencing what it would do for us. How far would we go? But I've learned the issue of having brothers as sisters, you know, having to talk to them, yo, this is happening now, this is happening this. So I've built that relation in terms of brotherhood mixed with sisterhood. This is why I'm saying, don't box a relation right as yet, not knowing what a person could do or is. Regardless whether they're your aunt, they're your sister, your mom, or in, people have mothers as best friends.
Yeah,
you
they
see,
do, actually.
People have mothers as, yo, that's my sister. Or that's, you know.
That's my girl.
You get?
That's my girl.
So it's,
that's my girl.
You get? So it's an issue of first learning what the relation is, understanding it.
The relationship.
And then executing it into that box that you want.
Yeah. Because I think we too quick to put a name on it. We too quick to say, oh, that's, I met her today.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation.
Session, we clicked.
And we clicked. And
not knowing what's your
new phrase.
Exactly. Not knowing what's your might not have anything in common.
Yes.
Just because we clicked. Clicking could be just a moment and then...
Even that conversation thing could have been like just a moment and then you guys probably... You can't have like a senseless conversation anyway.
So it's just trying to learn those aspects. Then go forward. Don't just jump.
I think what we can take about the friendship topic is firstly understanding yourself.
Yeah.
And defining friendship to yourself. So that when you go to somebody else, you check whether you guys align or not.
Yeah.
And then... We make a living out of it.
Yeah. Yes. Mm,
that's a friendship for you today. Let's just go straight to Ariana Grande saying dangerous woman. I think we're raising dangerous women now. The society that we have right now is very dangerous.
Requires you also to be dangerous.
Definitely. Ariana Grande, dangerous woman.
Permission, made my decision to test my limits. Cause it's my business, God is my witness. Stop what I finished. Don't need no holder, taking control of this kind of moment. I'm locked and loaded, completely focused. My mind is open. All that you got's gonna skin. I'm bulletproofing, know what I'm doing. The way we're moving, like introducing us to a new thing. I wanna save it for later. The taste of flavor, cause I'm a taker, cause I'm a giver. It's only nature, I live for danger. All that you got, skin to skin, oh my God.
Something about you, babe. Yeah, there's something about you, babe. Something about you. And you know, we have interesting topic. We started from self-loving yourself as a woman to loving yourself in friendships and understanding your dynamics of friendships, labeling them and allowing yourself to learn from friendships. Right now you touched base on intimacy, and I was like, oh my god, why is she fast? Because you're gonna get to relationships. And I've been like, relationships. I make a sound, you're like, you can put words in my sound. Let's just take it straight to relationships. What, as a woman, well, personally, what kind of love are you looking for in a relationship? Talking about a romantic relationship right now, what kind of love are you looking for? If you're having it, define for us the love that you have right now.
Mean, if you have it,
describe it in words. Okay.
Great. You see, it was you. You talked about intimacy.
You and then, are born again.
And then she went into it. You knew.
You see, no man,
but yes, what I'm looking for, I'm looking for a person who's gonna understand me.
Powerful.
One, why I say that, I'm an overthinker.
Okay.
I think a lot. I think it gets to a point where I would not ask you how you feel about that, but I will assume it for you. You understand? And that is wrong. So I need you to understand me. I need to understand you as a person.
Yes. Perfect.
Obviously, I'm gonna come with my flaws.
Yes.
Obviously. Mm. But don't just work it out with me. You understand? Because at the end of the day, we're together in this.
Yes.
So help me work it through. If you feel like, yeah, it is, it's the one that I want, like, help me walk through it and just be the person, not necessarily changing for you, but being a better person for this relationship, but also mostly respect me.
Perfect.
I don't expect you to disrespect me in any way. I'm one person who does not allow that, and disrespect, please, my brother, you can't.
It's off limits.
I know my worth at the end of the day.
Most
girl.
Okay, on my side, I always say, or people always say, that I am too strict. When it
very
comes straight.
Straight. I think very you're straight. Like someone I know. Do you know Velo? Do you know Velo?
Velo
is very strict.
Very strict.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell
Going
you.
Going back to the issue of who a person is with another person.
Yeah.
We know him as strict and you know him as tame.
You see.
Right.
Because immediately when I said he's strict, you
were like, he's very
strict.
For me, romantic relations are a definition according to a person.
Okay.
Right? Whatever you feel like you're comfortable with at that moment. For me, I feel like I want nothing more than comprehension.
Ooh.
I want you to think of me with regards to whatever decision you take. Because whatever decision you take affects me as well.
In the relationship,
you know?
Because we're a duo now.
You get
it. It's not you alone.
So, comprehension for me has to be top tier. I get people like time together.
Yes.
For me, comprehension runs through number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the issue of understanding.
Yes.
The issue of, you know, I don't know if kisi who apart. I don't know, but I want nothing more than just a world where we don't define anything.
Okay, so your world,
I just
must
want
be...
us to be you and me.
And me.
Okay.
I don't know if there's something wrong, but I don't like having to, like, I feel like I like mystery. I always say this.
Yes.
I like mystery in a relation more than anything. Because I feel like that's the art that makes a relation. Because as much as a relation might happen, I don't like that. But I feel like for me, a relation is rock bottom upwards. Because What's the point of a relationship?
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
For me, I want that mystery, man. Guti, I won't mind. Asengimfunde. This is what I want. Because at some point, a relation might come now. Let's say you're dating whoever you're dating, right? And you know he does this and that and that and that and that.
Yes.
I just want to be content with you. Not what other people know.
Yeah.
You know, I've dated a person who is very well known. And mind you, them being well known, I know two different people.
Yes.
I've gotten to experience two different people.
Listen, the people to me, girl.
Person from outside.
Yes.
The person I know. And I used to ask him one question. How do you feel when you're this person and that person in one? Because I'd get people saying, "Hey, Azumutako, why don't?"
Yeah.
And then I see you, I'm like, this is not the person I know.
Yes.
So I want a person that correlates with themselves.
Yes.
Be content with you,
who you are. Yeah.
You know? I want a person that I feel like aligns. Mina, I don't want this. You pray in. That would be great. That's a bonus for me. We do prayers. We do this. We do that. We're religiously intact, family orientated. Those are bonuses. That is a bonus in a relationship. This person dresses well. He smells good. That is a bonus in a relationship.
Not a necessity. Yes.
But when these things don't align, maskuluma, and I'm big on soft-spoken energy. You can't come to me and shout.
To who, girl?
You can't. Like, no, I'm a person off. Who... Yeah, you see... You
speak alone.
Even I think to a selective listening, you can say all the right things, but that particular word will just turn me off.
Yes.
So I love soft-spoken energy. I feel like that's a need for me. Soft-spoken energy, knowing how to align with yourself, learning yourself, and then learning me. So whatever we say goes hand in hand. Whatever we do goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
So if you don't know yourself and you're content with this relation, you'll constantly want me to reassure you, Guti, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Even though I told you, Guti, we're in this together for the long run.
But you'll constantly like
learning the art of intimacy. Intimacy is a big world. It's not only mudavaso.
You know,
you get so it's a matter of learning, Guti. Abo mesega kuluma kanje. This is how I talk. This is what I do, you know.
Yes.
The art of learning, Guti, when we do the hugs, you get
that's
learning your person.
Imagine now we're hugging.
So
you're
it's a matter of learning the person, Guti. You know, I've listened to ladies talk on the socials. One had an issue, Guti, when they were kissing. It would feel so wrong. That meant to guti abazani guti. How intimate are you?
Okay.
What level of intimacy are we at?
Yes.
It could, you know, hugging could seem like a small thing.
You're cooking, that's my lady.
That is intimacy between two people. You know, when you hug somebody, you must feel, this person, a hug must feel like, I can't let this person go. This is what being in the long run means with the person. That's what you call, I'm intimate with the person. Even though I to call, he would make time for me, Guti. Ati, hello. The first person you think of when you wake up, the last person you think of right before you sleep, that is called a relation. That is a relation. How being long? Comprehended. Guti maktiwa manje. Hey, aktiwa ngahambe.
Yeah.
I must go to emazweni. I got a job somewhere. The first person you think of is, ish, if I were to take this.
Exactly.
What about him?
That is what you call a relation.
Perfect.
It's a mujolo. It was a relation, not mujolo. Relations can be divided into different things. It's what you define your relation as, not what snare Mujolo is I want my relation to look to like that. Like,
yeah.
No.
It's never like that. Never.
It's what
never
you
works.
Build it into.
Yeah.
What you feel like my relation is.
Yeah, you think, build it and you can also make it crumble.
You get.
I think you guys have explained it even for me. To explain.
And the issue of vulnerability.
Yes.
I like a vulnerable person.
Yeah.
Because that's where I see good when you're at your lowest, that's how you are.
How you are.
And when you're at your highest, that's how you are. And me adapting to that vulnerability. Mm. Men like to act strong. There's nothing nice as a person who's calm. Like,
exactly.
I can cry about my problems to you.
Yes.
It's not about you being weak. It's about you trying to fit your person into your standards.
Yeah, I think I once told a special somebody that
no,
no.
Listen, yes,
that I think I understand that you have to be strong with probably your friends, your family. If you don't wanna cry, but with me, I'm gonna need you. If you feel like you wanna cry,
yes,
please do. If you feel like you wanna call me and say, hey, I'm not okay, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna try and see what I'm gonna do to make you feel better.
You know, it goes back to the issue of trust. You see, if the relation has reached that level of trust, trust me, that person is gonna cry in front of you. It's the level of trust.
Yes.
Men just don't cry. The day he starts crying, just know that he doesn't trust you. They like acting strong. I can attest to that. The day is okala gue shuguti. Yes, they do complain about problems. Be like, the day you see a tear being shed, just know that person trusts you. It's building that level of trust. The level of trust, being comprehended, being reassured, time and understanding, all that is a bonus.
Oh, so let's go back. Is Velo strong or strict?
And Velo is a strict. Is it strict?
Is it strict? but I think we've covered a lot in terms of women.
It's
and
a big concept.
Exactly.
It's never ending.
Yeah.
It's never ending.
Exactly. And being with in a relationship.
Yes.
I think what's one word you can say to someone who is young or old? It's either a sentence or one word in terms of womanhood. As young as we are in our early 20s.
Yes.
What can you say you have experienced, or what can you say you have seen that aligns with you and be like, okay, I think most people have not seen this or have not experienced it as I've experienced it. So what's that one word maybe that you can say to them and be like, oh, okay, this is it.
For me, I'd say, my lady, it's a long journey. It's never ending. Like, you don't have to have it all in one go.
Yes.
There's a lot to learn. All you have to do is just be open-minded about things.
Yes.
And don't allow things that are not concerned with you affect the way you walk in this journey. Yes, it's a lot, but try to minimize everything. And yeah, you've got it. All I can say is, girl, you've got it more than you think you do.
Dude,
you've got it.
Yes.
I think we're saying girl.
Yes.
Girl, just know that this life thing doesn't have a manual.
Yes.
Someone's life, no matter how much you like how she treats herself, she does things. She's not your manual.
Yes.
Find yourself.
Yes.
I mean, as much as I would like how Grace handles herself, but I should know how to handle myself because I'm different from Grace.
Yes.
So Grace is not my manual.
Yes.
I need to find my manual. And we're rolling with the punches. You do something wrong, and you know what? You get up and you wipe yourself, and then you keep going. No. Because you can't stay there. You need to get up and keep going. As she said, it's a long journey. It's a very long one and never ending one.
And mind you, there's new things every day.
Yes,
so it's like,
you see.
You don't have to hang on to everything.
Yeah, don't box yourself.
We can go into your room. We're going to find the weave. We're going to find the weave. We're going to find this. We're going to find the shoe. We're going to find the
dress.
You got it. But it's not. Align with yourself.
Beautiful words.
Nothing more.
Thank you so much for joining me today and this platform. And my words for you, girl, is never give up on yourself.
Most definitely.
You wake up, as you've heard other ladies here, get up, trust yourself, believe in yourself. For us to believe in you, you need to believe in yourself. That was womanhood. That was exploring our humanity, as I can say, here on MET Radio, shaping on the future. Catch us, I think, soon. Where we explore more about humanity. We'll be coming maybe with experts, people who have lived this life, and making us understand what they fail to understand at our age. But again, right now I'm leaving you with Miss Independent by Newo. Catch us next time. We will be giving you everything, but I hope this song is going to inspire you. Miss Independent, you hear the song, stay tuned for us. MET Radio, shaping on the future.
Something about the way she moved, I can't figure it out. It's something about her. Ooh, it's something about kind of woman that wants you but don't need you. Hey, I can't figure it out. It's something about her. Cause she walk like a boss, talk like a boss, manicure nails or something pedicure wrong.
MUT Radio Podcast.